Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This guy knows a little something about defense. Derek Mason joins us from Sandestin down at the SEC Spring Meetings. Coach, what's up, man? How are you?
Brent, down to Mickey, doing well, man. Just trying to enjoy a little bit of the sunshine after meetings.
Who you got, Cavs or Warriors?
You know what? I got to go with LeBron.
There we go.
I just do. I know, when I look at Golden State, I look at their squad, and I know they're stacked when they got scores all over the place. But you've got to give credit where credit is due. LeBron has put that team on his back. He's gotten into the finals, and you know, if there's anybody that can get him to the other side, it's LeBron James.
If you were a defensive coordinator in the NFL and LeBron said, you know what, I'm bored with this whole basketball thing, I'm going to join your team, where would you put him on defense?
Where would I put him on defense?
Or maybe he's a tight end. I don't know.
Well, he may have to play both ways for me. I mean, I got to be able to maximize that ability. But you look at him as a pass rusher, maybe you put him in the middle. Let him go sideline to sideline. Maybe you let him come off the edge. Sort of reminds me of Julius Peppers with that frame, that body.
Yeah.
But then, even as a tight end, I think he's a matchup problem. You look at some of the best to ever play tight end, and you know those guys had some type of basketball background. So you know, I mean, you look at those guys are pretty good players. So I think LeBron James can play both ways, no doubt.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Well, Coach,
you knew you were going to get these questions when you called in.
Yeah,
right? You got the email.
Get here.
Got the script. Yeah.
Coach, you've been at these SEC meetings now a couple years. What stands out, or maybe what's been different this year?
Don, I think the turnover in coaches. You know, you look, and now, you know, I'm one of the old guys sitting in the room.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like a couple of years ago, man, I was a neophyte. Now, you know, I look up and I'm looking at, you know, five or six new guys in the league. One guy, you know, sort of switch hats, you know, in Dan Mullen. But it's a group of, you know, eclectic coaches, really good ball coaches. I had a chance to sit out with Coach Pruitt earlier on, you know, extremely bright defensive mind, you know, man, who's you know, faced with the challenges of, you know, man, being a first-time head coach. And I think that we've all been there, me, myself, Will Muschamp, you know, Coach Luke. We're all just sitting there talking about it. And you know what? It's a great opportunity, you know, man, for Coach Pruitt. It's a great opportunity for guys stepping into this conference, because it's a big conference where you got to be big on a big stage.
Coach, one of the big topics of conversation, of course, you knew we were going to ask you, is the grad transfer rule. Where do you fall?
Right. You know, here's what I say. I look at it, and you know, I believe, you know, if a student athlete and has put in the time, in my own opinion, if they put in the time, they've graduated. And they're looking for another opportunity. I'm all for it. It happened a couple of years ago when we had a quarterback, a young man by the name of Grady, and was from North Florida area, and you know, wanted to go back to the University of Florida. He had graduated with a 3.5, as a matter of fact, and wanted to go back closer to home. He did, and we faced him the following year, and you know what? It was good to see him walk across. I knew he was a Vanderbilt graduate, but now playing for the University of Florida, and that was okay with me. So I feel like if a student athlete has earned the right, you know, to graduate, then they actually earn the opportunity to go where they want to go.
Coach, is there another topic or two that are big ones at these SEC meetings that you guys are trying to hash out this week?
You know, I think, you know, some topics are, you know, gambling, and where we are there, you know, talking about the 2020, you know, headset rule with coaches. I think these are all, you know, populist items, man, that are on the, yeah, that are on the docket. And I think for us, I'm gonna take these topics, you know, as they come. You know, I don't set the rules. I just play within the rules. So whatever rules, you know, come our way, I think we're gonna adapt and adjust. You know, this conference, you know, is definitely resilient. I think we're cutting edge in terms of understanding what our brand is and what we need to do for student athletes to make sure that we can uphold the integrity of the game.
Well, in terms of legalizing sports wagering, Vanderbilt football coach Jerry Mason with us. In terms of legalizing sports wagering, what do you do to educate your players on you know, all of that and all that goes with that?
Well, I think betting has been a part of, you know, sports culture for a long time. I think for us, it's always about integrity. We have the best game going right now. You know, in terms of college football, in terms of what it looks like, you know, how it's followed, you know, but how people see our game. And really, our young people are the ones to protect it. Coaches have to protect it, but we have to educate our young people on, you know, how people will try to, you know, infiltrate your circle. You know, how people try to come at you. Some pitfalls of, you know, athletes in the past who have gotten caught up in these things. But these are things that we have to be aware of. They're on the horizon. And we're going to have to forecast and, you know, and find smart and safe strategies to you know, and put our guys, you know, in the best possible position to be successful and still be able to play the game that we love and protect the game we love.
Well, Derek, we always love catching up with you, man. Have fun down there. Get some stuff done, and we'll check you this summer.
Hey, well, listen, you know what? You got an open invitation to come on down and join us.
Whataburger's on me, coach. Yeah, dude, Southwest flies into Panama City Beach. I could be on the plane like 6:30.
Hey, actually, you know what? I'm getting ready to hit the Whataburger right now. So,
you're just teasing me.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
Right, thanks, coach.
Derek Mason.